You've gotten some really good stage time with some folks who definitely know what they're doing. Darius, Dirks, Florida, Georgia.
Yeah, crazy.
What did you learn? What one lesson did you learn from each one of them?
From Dirks, I learned to always help promote the new guy. He came into he came backstage in my green room before the show to say hi, and that made me feel special. And then when he was on stage doing his show that night, he worked my name into his lyrics of one of his songs, you know, something about Canyon Smith on the radio. And I was like, man, that's a cool dude. That's, you know, he didn't have to do that, and it makes the crowd feel like they can invest in me too if Dirks does, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I want to be that guy that's helping other people as they're coming up. Christian Bush, same thing. When I toured with Sugarland, he would always come out with me and sing We Got Us every single night before his show. He would give himself away to the crowd, basically, and I thought that was amazing. Florida Georgia Line, we've been buddies since college, and they put on a heck of a show. The energy is next to none, and I love watching their show and how polished it is, and everybody's standing up the whole time, and they just know how to work the crowd as good as anybody. And then Darius Rucker, he's a great singer, and he's just a nice guy, very approachable, easy to talk to. So all those things I've learned, I want to be that same kind of artist, and hopefully people will say the same about me.
Christy is Kanan's new wife, and she is in the oncology department and taking care of cancer, people
yeah.
who are stricken with cancer.
Yeah, she's, like I said, she's an angel. She's a much better person than I am.
Love You Like That. Is there a line in that when you sing that song that makes you think of her?
Well, actually, I kind of wrote the whole thing right after I met her, so I'm sure it's all inspired by her. I just like that the song is more of a tough guy approach to love. I grew up with four brothers.
I thought so.
Four brothers and one sister, and so then my poor sister was always treated like one of the boys. And that's just how I've always treated girls, too. Just like one of the guys. I mean, we were snorkeling yesterday, and it was an hour and a half drive to this place, and you should have heard the locker room talk that was going on in the back seat. And she's right there and
giving it
hanging
back to
with
you.
Us. Yeah. So I think that's the cool thing about Love You Like That, is it's just that approach, you know. That's different than send you flowers and write you love songs. It's more of like, hey, I'll be your shoulder to lean on when you need it.
We really enjoyed meeting your brand new wife, all shiny and new. And
isn't she great?
So amazing. What
Thank you.
What was the one thing that made you say, this is my girl?
I just felt it. I just knew in my heart that that's the one God made for me. It was a perfect match, you know. She's so compassionate and sweet and genuine. And I saw that in her eyes as soon as I met her. So, yeah. Now everybody's throwing up on the other end of the radio, but that's the truth.
Well, maybe not yet. Tell me about the proposal.
The proposal. I wanted to do it with her family involved. They weren't in on the actual proposal. I wanted them to be around after I asked the question so that we could celebrate together. And she has a twin sister, identical twins, so they're best friends, and I knew that it would be special if she could be there to celebrate with us. So we went down to Florida, and I asked her on her dad's boat dock out on the water there at sunset. And she said, yeah, and then we had a party.
Well, you can't help being a pretty boy, because that's the way God made you. But
pretty boy.
Tell me about the lyrics in your song talking about pretty boy and nitty gritty.
Yeah, I mean, I don't consider myself a pretty boy, but I just think that, like I said, I grew up with four brothers, a lot of testosterone, and I'm a man's man, you know. I just kind of like to get out in the woods, I guess that's what I meant by, if you want to hang out with me, we're not going to do pretty little city things. I'm going to take you out to the to the nowhere land and get lost and just have some fun doing nothing, you know, sitting there under the stars.
So you're playing our Halloween Harvest Ball, which is a benefit for homeless animals, and I know you've been thinking about maybe bringing a new member into your family.
Not for a while.
Yeah.
I mean, we love dogs. Christy's a big dog person, and And we just don't have time right now is the only thing. Yeah. You know, it wouldn't be fair
you
to the dog.
You haven't even had time for a honeymoon.
No, exactly. So why bring a child into the picture?
Yeah, four-legged furry
one. Yeah, exactly. But I can't wait to play the show. It's going to be great.
Well, I know I've been telling you that you have to dress up. Have you considered any other options yet?
No, I don't know what's going to happen. Yeah. I believe we should do that. I'll leave it a surprise for now.
What was your favorite costume as a child for Halloween?
You're going to make fun of me. Everybody does. I don't know. I think my mom forced me to be this. I was a damn ladybug when I was a boy. I was a boy, a 12-year-old boy, and I dressed up as a ladybug. So I apologize to every man out there. I'm sorry. I've let us all down. But, yeah, I still to this day take crap for that one. Thanks, Mom.
So you're from Williamsburg at some point. I know you've traveled a little bit in your growing up days. What's the one thing you would recommend that everybody do when they visit that beautiful city?
In Williamsburg?
Yeah.
You obviously got to go to the colonial part downtown. They've got it well preserved. It looks just like it did when it was settled long, long time ago. And then Jamestown settlement, which is one of the very first settlements, I think, in our nation. It was 1607. So you can still see replica boats that they came in over on, and Indian huts, and the whole fort still built up. And you can just really soak in a lot of culture. And then Busch Gardens theme park, it's one of my favorites in the world, so it's a good one.
You didn't mention the Pottery Factory.
Oh, the Pottery Factory. How could we forget? Yeah, if you want to get lost in useless products.
Tchotchkes.
For days. Yeah, exactly. Go check out the Pottery Factory. It is a pretty cool thing, actually. I don't know if I would recommend it unless you're ready to spend a whole day, because it takes that long to get through it. But
that sounds great.
Yeah.
Kanan Smith in Punta Kanan. That's what I like to call this place.
Nice. Name change.
So you've been here for how many days now?
Last night was our third night. And so, we're leaving this morning after this. So.
Boo-hoo.
I know. It sucks. I don't
what do you
leave.
Think about the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Punta Cana?
It's crazy. It's awesome. You couldn't ask for a better place to play and hang out.
Did you ever think you would be... like being celebrated your career in this huge resort with all these fans?
I mean, no, you know, you dream of it and then it happens, and it's like, it's pretty surreal. It really is.